Okay, Michael, that's good. We have to start getting packets out of the, because the building's going to be closed, or it'll be closed all summer, but especially the July 4th weekend. Okay, we have to shechitas katan. Hakol shochtin, shechitasen ksheira, chutz micheres shota v'katan. Right, so everyone could check except for a cheres shota v'katan. Shem yikal kolo shechitasen. The cool and shechachtu v'cheir in ronio son shechitasen ksheira. But anyone who shechs and someone else sees it, that's good. So, the shot in the Mishnah, we're going to focus on cotton, is a technical thing. That a cotton can't shech because we're afraid that he's not going to do a proper job. But if we can ascertain that he did a proper job, the hainu, that someone else is present and able to see, so then there shouldn't be should not be a problem. So the question, the big question that's going to be asked in this whole sugya is, why is this different, say, than tefillin? Tefillin, a cotton is not metzuvin tefillin, so therefore he can't write tefillin. Kshaftim ksaftim. If you're not bar kshira, you're not bar ksiva. So if you're not metzuva in mitzvos, you're not metzuva in kashrus, say, because he's a cotton, so then he shouldn't necessarily be in the parsha of shechita. So then maybe even if somebody was watching him, it shouldn't be good. But clearly the Mishnah says it's a technical thing. That we're afraid that but it's not a psul in the gavra. That's what we have to explore in the shir to understand that. So take a look first in the Rush on page 2. Says the Rosh, the cotton the masnishin she ain't shoychid lechatchil afil she gadol ob mir al gabav hainu be cotton she olo higiel lechinuch. And what is chinuch? Mean chinuch the shkita hainu she yodei la am min es yodav. Meaning coordination, dexterity. So if he's not higiel lechinuch, then we're afraid that he didn't do a proper shkita. But if yochol am min es yodav. So then he could cut in mumchav yadel amen shochad lachatchila kshagodol omen al gabav. Then he can even do it lachatchila. But if he's a cotton she'eino yochol amen siyada, but there was a godol omen al gabav, then smash will be the diavet. So that's the story. So this is brought in Shulchan Aruch on page 3. Says cotton she'ina yodei la'amin yadav. Lishchot ain mosrim lem lishchot lachatchila afil lachem am nimogabeim. Mikshachtem shkitas ksheirim lachem am nimogabeim. But you don't do it lachatchila. Ain mosrim lem lachatchila lishchot shein lachem am nimogabeim afil im rotsim lachil aklovim. Imechot yodei lamed yodem lachem am nagav shochet lachatchila muter lachom shkitas. So that's the din. So, the big question at hand, is, what is the,
Yeah, let's just take a look in a second in the Ramah. Vom Shachar Beinov Beinatzmo Shchitosu Ptsuga, on page 3. Right. Afo Pishay Yodeh Hilcha Shchita. Mikri Katan Ling Yazer Che Nase Bar Mitzvah. Now you can start in the Omecha. Reish Machmim Shalom Yitin Kabbalah Mishu Pachos Mi Ben Yud Cheshana. That's Gavar Bardar, who we are daily doing. Okay. So these are the general dinim. So it's a din in a manas. So the question that we have to understand is, well, why isn't there a psul here of Eino Batoris? Why isn't that a psul? So the Taz says, or the Shach rather says in Sifkal Chav Zayin, Avu Bishir, that there. So look in the Shach on page 4. Kedibor Zoruba goes Oshri, the Tan Kosovo Varo, the Vedaka Baisa goes Oshri, Shimdeina Monis for cotton. So cotton doesn't have any Namonis, so therefore you can't know that he did a proper Shchita. The Rokomosh Dochach by Terezov, that's the Levush. People, you know, think it's the Taz, not the Taz, a Teresov. That's Mavush. But Tabit Kemish Adayim will give a Chuba Shchita, but a Torah ain't Shchita, so Shchita. The Steve is a Vachta. In other words, the Mavush says, no! The reason why a cotton can't shecht if there's no God along with Al Gabov is not a din in Emonis. It's in Ochanami. The question's the answer. In other words, not because there's no nemonis, but because he's not Bataris. So then the question is, so then it shouldn't be good even if God alone ben Agabov. So let's see what the Levush says. We have the Levush here. Look on page 5. Happy to have it here. Says in the verse, the cotton shall give you the son of your mechad, your del amen, half a piece of bevaki, your del of the shrita, or ishka of a hatil, be no by natro. Shasta masa mechukolim, shaka shkita so share, came a shubaki. Yesha omrim sheep, sula, half a shafa piece of your day, half a shkita, a chain bar mitzvah, right in ben you give the son of your mechad. In other words, Levush is saying, if you learn to din in emunas, so l'chadchila you shouldn't do it. But if you did it privately, and it turned out good, and then he's taka baki, then the evidence is good. Because Abu, but where's the emunas? Well, he's not so saying the Emunas. He's saying Stam Masa Mekulkolim. So if it happens to be good, it's good. So Levush has a whole new shot here. The Levush says, "He showed me she psul afal pishu yedel v'shchita ad sheyeh bar mitzvah. Then you give a shon of your mechad. She came she'adayin logil l'chol v'shchita min haTorah ein shchita sog shchita. Tekstiv v'zavachta." He says, "In Echanami, you have to be a bar zvicha." Shepirusha Mishahu Mitzuva. So on page 5, we're seeing in the Levush that the pshat in the cotton that can't shecht is he's a la bar zvicha. He's not a chayv in mitzvahs. In other words, the other sheet is that it's a stam adin in emonis. So you need to go to Omer El Gabov. But the Levush says it, no, it's a haloche. It's a haloche. Ein shchitos to shchita tziv zavachta shepirushu mishu mitzuve where she's bar. So then, what is the God alone Meral Gabov doing? God alone Meral Gabov is yishchol afilu chatchil kevin sheyedel amen it's yodav afilu meina bokim hechla shchita dal das hagodol shu mitzuve hu shoychit. So meaning, there was the God alone Meral Gabov makes that you're doing it al das the God alone Meral Gabov. So it makes it keilu your b'toris.
So I'm supervising al das. Right, no, why does it not work?
Al das hamokom, al das hakol. In Godel omer al gabu yishchar afilu chatchil kemi sheyodei lo am menes yado v'afilu imenu yibhelchus shchita al das hagodel shu mitzuveh hu shochin.
So why can't an
akum
do
this space all the time? Yeah, so why can't an akum? Or there's a tshuva sarashpa in the base manager. Yeah, because I just noticed, I never, in other words, he quotes here that it's, he says, Beis Yosef b'shem Rashba b'tshuva chelik aleph simen reishud ches. On page 5, in the kuf, in the kosnos or, in the kosnos or, kuf. I'd like to see, if, in other words, I always thought, you know, it's lavush, but maybe he's just quoting a Rashba, you know. Yeah, all your kashas seem to be valid kashas, right, Lakora? How do you know wasn't a Shehiyah?
Right.
And I could be able to see a Shehiyah, right? You can see that the Simon was Shechted, but you don't necessarily know whether there was one of the five Psule Shechita were invoked there. So. So let's see. So I would just be interested to know, you know, in the footnote in here, it says the closeness or Beis Yosef b'shem Rashba b'tshuva. Okay, with Alice Simon Reish Yud Ches. Oh, let's see what he says.
Let's see.
Oh, Shaldim Reuven Shei Mamun Al Hashchita. Okay, this has to do with Shchita, so we're in a good place. Oh, so in other words, he's just saying that it's possible. In other words, if he's doing it alone, it's possible. That's all the Rashba saying. That if he's doing a shechita alone, in other words, the other pshat is that achatchil he shouldn't shecht, but if he's yodei l'amin yadav, so he shouldn't do achatchila. But he's Yodel Amin Yodov, even though he's a Baki, shouldn't share Chachachiva. But if he does a Shkitosik Shera, came into Baki, Vyesh Omrim Shehi Psula. So that is what the Rash was going on. Rash was going on a case. Ruven Shehi Mamuna al Shkitav al Abdiko Lachazman Batu. Okay, but But because this svara, he says, "In Gadol Homin Al Gabi Yishchar Afil Chalkiv Shaydil Min Taldasa Gadol Shemuzo Hushochet." So that he says is Dachei Moshe B'Shem Aguda. So, whereas I'm just trying to see who is the original source of this. So maybe it's the Aguda. You have a Beis Yosef. Yeah, thank you. Might as well see the original sources, you know, like the Shachal say that it's in the Levush, but where did the Levush get it from? It's always good to track it down to the original. So if you have this nice Levush here, so he tells you, he helps you track things down. So in Reish, he says, "Daki Moshe B'Shem Aguda Chulun Perakama." So we have an Aguda in the library. But if you see it in the Darkei Moshe, that could be good enough for now. Always. Okay, so that's the. We'll see if he brings it in a second. So the Shach quotes this Levush on page 4. And then he says. The Zel Tema, the Besimim Beis Omer Kachovim Einu Mitzuva La Shechita Klal. Thank you. Okay, we have the. We have the Daki Moshe right here. But bottom line is he's saying it's aldas the so it means there's a tziruf between the gadol and the shochet.
But generally, you need das and you need a lashvah. You need a das.
Right.
So if one doesn't have das, so
he makes the das, provides.
Supplies the das.
Right.
But here, like, you just gotta get it.
Shechted.
It's not like. No,
sure. Right. It's a chiddush.
And
So the other Pashup Shad is it's some type of din nemanis that if he shechs alone, we're not going to know if it was done properly. And he doesn't have nemanis. Even though you're Cholam Minis Yadav, so you don't do that
L'chatchila. And he's saying,
can you
say that that's what he
means
also?
So the Shach quotes him, and he says, it is Al-Tema, the Simon Beis, the Siv Beis, Avikah Chavim, Eino Mitzuvah L'Shchita Klal, Aval Vaday Dekot Mitzuvah Shrei Osu Lo Lecho Belo Shchita. Vigam Mishkach Es Lefon Mim Deshchito Suk Sheira. So what's the pshat? So if you look, in the pre-Megodim, the Psicha Kalelas, on page 7, that's a nice printing, you know, they put it on a separate volume. It says the Prima Gadim. Adan Yesh Lo'ayin Baruch Haim Sim in Lamatez Sif Alev Kod Posul Ksivas Tefillin Dein Mechlal Shartim. So if you have to Chasher Lezvicha Bachayim Roim. Right, we have this din in page 6. The Gemara Gittin on Memheim and Beis. The Gemara says Tanya Rufuna Beredim Rabbi Prashun Sefetor Tefillin Mezuzah Shekosan Minimosa of Vichavam, Eder, Isha, Cotton, Kuzi, it's all Mum, Psulim. Shanema, Shatam, Ksaftim, Koshishnam, Shiri, Yishnam, Ksiva. Koshishnam, Shiri, Yishnam, Ksiva. So if you're not a Bark Shiri, you're not a Bark Siva. So he asks the question, so why are you Kosher Lashchita? Because technically it's Kosher. That's his Kosher. So the Prima Gadim says, so he's makes a chiluk between mitzvah essay and mitzvah los essay. That mitzvah essay, you have to do something. So we're not mechayev katanim to do anything. Katanim are not mechayev to do anything. So they're totally mufka. So they're totally mufka from tefillin. So, but by shechita, it's a din, are you mitzuvah and kashrus? So the pshat is, yeah, because we're not requiring you to do anything, so that a cotton could refrain also. We don't expect a cotton to do anything, but he's mitzuvah and lavin. So mimele, he's in the parsha. So he's not going to get punished. And even if you want to say he's potter, even for lavin, but this, since there's a halacha that you can't safin lebiadayim, have a bar zvicha. Ayn shach yerdeya, sim alcham zayin. And that's the shach says this. On Chav Zayin, he says they tell me the sin of avada the cotton mitzuvah shei osel lo lechol belo shchita. Right, so he's mitzuvah. So he's understanding. Someone understanding that mitzuvah you can't feed him. So Bemela Fizeh says the Prima Gadim Tefillin Shekosin Cherish Shoto V'Gadol Omer Al Gabon Dav Lishma Ipsuga Neymar Dedomi Lenikta Yado Yichoshel Ksiv Tefillin Gav Bar Chiyuv V'Sum Vav Dav Nikta Hudin Nol Mashenkin Simrei Shchichas. So that's one approach to say that there's a chiluk between mitzvahs aseh and mitzvahs lo aseh, or to assume that there's a din of. But the levush is saying in a chanami that that's why he's pasul, because he's allowed bar zvicha.
He's in the parasha because like, he can't be second of the Adayim or things like that, right? So you see, he has a shaykhah. But women and children, meaning women put children on the animus movie or stuff. I'm saying, like, it's not like she's mukhah from the parasha. She has no khiv.
No khiv.
But for the katan, he, I mean, it's like, the godol shouldn't be second of the Adayim, whatever it is. But I'm saying, but is that more of a shaykhah than a woman who has the mamshah kiyam deraisa?
Who says? That's you were trained like that.
Okay. Zalzayin, that she has...
Let's say she has...
Women can be makayim mitzvahs aseh, she has manigrama, and get a...
Kiyam. But if you assume like that, then maybe...
So you mean the Ashkenaz?
I don't think that's pshat and taisa say either.
Okay, but there is a school of thought,
but I'm not mechuyif to I think.
You think that it's a zero? It's less than Safina Piyadai.
Yeah. The women get nothing. And how could they make a bracha? Mm-hmm. Because Nachas Ruach L'Nashim, we let them.
In the Rabbon, on a Pranksh.
Yeah. And they can make bracha levatal of the rabban and keep them happy, and shalom Yisrael. And that's why it works in good. I thought about this once, and then Rav Vad Yosef, I think, quotes a machron that says like this, and the Rambam l'shitaso and Tosfos l'shitaso.
Right.
So Rambam, because bracha levatal is the rabban, and according to Tosfos, you can only say nachas ruach to violate a nisser. If it's an issur de rabbanan, so lachas ruach they can make even a bracha, and the Rambam, that's not the popular,
right?
That's not the popular way in this generation.
But there is a whole school of achronim that hold that women do get a kid.
Yeah, more contemporary story.
The Moshe
says it, but. But the Rambam even has a tshuva where he discusses a goy doing.
So the question is which mitzvahs?
Yeah.
Maybe not all.
Okay.
Do you think it's kasha on those?
So maybe. We'll see. Well, let's learn more. Let's learn more.
A woman, but you're asking a woman has a mezuzah on her house.
Yes.
So here, a woman can't write a mezuzah.
That could be because it's hukash l'tfilin. Okay. Shivcha harufa. So there's a pasuk in Chumash Parshas Kedoshim. V'ish ki shka v'sisha shech v'zera v'hi shivcha necharefes l'ish. So what happens? You have a woman. You have a chatzi shivcha chatzi bas chorin. That's mureses to a Jewish man or an eved ivri. So she's half shivcha, so half bas chorin. So the bas chorin part is chal kedushin. On the shivcha part is not chal kedushin. So it's not a full kedushin. So if she's mezana with somebody else, so she doesn't get killed. She just gets malchus. Bikoros tia. That means malchus chazal darshan. Lo yim suku lo chupasha. Because she's not freed. If she'd be freed, she should be a total baschorin, then it would be... and he brings a korban. So there's a famous Rambam on page 12... The Rambam writes, "Parak Tes Halacha Gimel, Bein Teisha Shonim V'Yom Echad, Shabal Shivcha Harufa. In other words, so what if a man is Ba? It has to be Ben Teshe Shanim Yarecha, because till 9 years old, you're not considered Roy Labia. 9 years old is the Shia for a man. Roy Labia for a woman is Gimel Shanim. So Ben Teshe Shanim Yarecha Shabal Shivcha Harufa. He loka, who may be korban. So, yearly she'enu mevi ad sheyagdil v'yeben das. But you see that he did a maisa aveira. So that's one of the. We'll see, one of the sources that that a Maisa Veira cotton maybe is a Maisa Veira. We'll see. Then you have the famous sugya of Pitrik Tana Oynes. Famous Rambam on page 15. Tana, she see Avia, right? Tana, who got married by her father, so it's. So, Imzinza Bertsoina Nesra Baila. So she's Nesra Baila. And the Ravid says, what are you talking about? Halo Omru Peter Ktana Oynes. Anything that a Ktana does, even if it's Mirzona, it's considered an Oynes. But the Rambam says it's considered Rotzel. So there's a famous tshuva in the Mishkan of Yaakov about this. But before we see the tshuva in the Mishkan of Yaakov, the Mishkan of Yaakov quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin on page 16 on Nun Hey Amid Beis, where the Gemara discusses the concept of your behema nirbas, right? So a person had mishkov with the behema, so you kill the behema. Why do you kill the behema? What did the behema do wrong? So the Gemara says Nun Hey Amid Beis, page 16, the Bairav Humnu Yisrael Habal Behema B'shoigi Mal. So the two svaras that they deal with. One is takala, since the behema brought a takala for a human being, so that's a reason to get rid of the behema. Or kolon, because it's going to be an embarrassment. In other words, everyone is going to say, if the behema remains alive, everyone's going to say, oh, this is the behema that so-and-so was with, and therefore he got killed. So the Gemara has a discussion, do you need both things, takola and klon, or just one is a reason enough to kill the behema? So the Gemara says that if you have teisha shonim v'yomechad or gimel shonim v'yomechad for a woman, that you kill the behema. So you see that there's only a din of klon, which there's no takala, there's not a maisa aveira. So the Gemara says no. David the Mazina, he takala nami ika. Rachmanu dechasama. Allah didas chasa behema luchas. So the Gemara says beferish that there's a din takala even by a katal. That the behema was going with takala. So it's mashma that is considered a maisa aveira. So it's called a takala. So that's what the Mishkan of Yaakov says that the Rambam paskins Pitrik Tana is not onus, and therefore he says because the rotzon of cotton is considered rotzon, it's not considered onus. So he says, oh, so maybe you have this other gemara. Maybe it's based on the sugya in Sanhedrin that says that aveir of a cotton is considered aveir. It's considered a rotzon. And maybe it's this machlokes hasugyos. Yeah, Achar Ian, bottom of page 17, the right. There's a Shem, and here Lion Lumso Smach Borel Divrei Rambam, the nearest Shahotzi Dvar Mitsuga to Sanhedrin. Every Takala Klon, the Boy Sham Habal Behema Beshogi in the Skelts. Takala Klon Vina, Taka Takala Lake, the Boy of Yosef Mishra, and had the cotton Habal, Tanisha Vina in the Skelts, Madame Mazi, the cotton, the Shogi Gagodal. The Doki Lady Sham came in the Mazi with Takala Nam Ikraf. You see that the Ratzon of Cotton can be considered Ratzon, it can be even a Mais Aveir. Okay. Now, there is a Tosfos in Gittin where the Gemara in Gittin discusses whether a cotton could write a get, the Mishnah, page 19. A kolk sherim lichtov is a get. The field of hair short of a cotton. So the Gemara has the question, but the Nalav B'nei B'nei, so it's called a little bit El Gaba. So Tosfos asks the Kashim, Tomer, Alav B'nei Krisis Nishim. But Alav B'nei Krisis, Yishlom, the Hashim B'nei Krisis, Hol, in Higdil HaKotten, in Shtafa, Hashota Havi B'nei Krisis. That for B'nai Krisis, all you have to do is be able to get there eventually. So, to get there eventually, then you consider the Bar Chiyuva right now. So the question is obvious, as we'll see. In other words, you don't say that by Tefillin. And Tefillin is also going to get there eventually. So we'll see soon. Okay. So let's see. So these are some of the classical sources that people quote. So let's see what the Achronim say on this. So we have the Binas Adam and the Chachmas Adam on page 21. He quotes Lavush. You need a bar zvicha and the shach's kasha. Or that he is. These are tzarich lomer. The hadakot and posel lichtov tefillin. In other words, now he discusses what's the difference between tefillin and get. Tzarech lom d'hosim shayni d'alfin mikushatim k'saftim. Mishu kosher akshav kosher lichtov. Mashekin kotin d'hashta inu kosher. Mashekin get shchita lobinim rakshayim bar kasiva bar krisis. I think Rav Zalman Lechem, he wrote a piece. I believe he says the words like this. When we're talking about a mitzvah that's a chova, so then the word is, you have to have the chova now, or else you don't have the chova now, you're not in the parsha. But if something anyway is not a chova, like shchita or gittin, it's not a chova, it's never a chova really. So then, since it's enough to be balakach, kol sheinu menichin. Or yet, at least. Enough to be balakach. So Mamela, that's why that's the difference between tefillin and get. In other words, Binas Adam says that Shani Hosnam Delfin Mikshartam Saftam, Yishu Kosher Aksham. Pashup Shani is saying that you have to Pshatav is means you're doing it now. I don't know if he's saying mitzvah, because then he talks about what if a person's really mitzvah, but he's just not doing it. Like he's a mumer, he doesn't put on tefillin.
Why don't you say, I don't know exactly what you're saying, but why don't you say that, yeah, maybe that's why we need to be there as a custom there. The rule is that if you're
Bala Kach, okay, and this is the exception.
Well, the Hafkin is saying, otherwise, why don't you be there as a custom?
Alright, let's see if it is a Namatsinu, but if you're going to be Mahali. Yeah, okay. Okay. Okay, Toises in Chulin and of Gimel and Beis.
I remember once I sat in Rav David Lifshitz's shir on Thanksgiving. He always gave shir on Thanksgiving. No one else did. And so I was around and I asked him if I could sit in. He said, yeah. And he was doing this sugya of a mumer. So he says, we discussed that a goy is a lav bar zvicha. Then he says, ochel levelos in the bottom toises to the right. Lahachis avol gav domer b'sof perak beis echad geir rais vechad geir chavol kulam geirim. So he writes that. That if Ovi Kachovim is eating the velos lahachis, he's not considered a bar zvicha. Israel, I mean. Rashi says a different word. Rashi says that he's muad lanabel bekavana. So that's not a psul haguf, so to speak. So if you look at Rabbi Chanan on page 24, Rabbi Chanan quotes this Tosis and this Rashi. Machloik is whether he's ochel nevelos lahachis. Is he considered lavar zvich or just a psul, a technical psul? He says, Ibir machlokusum, says Rabbi Chanan on page 24, that Tosis Nabalil hadamin and the mumra psul. The Kesiv is Tefillin. Hol ve'enu b'kshira, ha'enu b'shum t'parakal of all mitzvahs. Ha'enam alin shchita, hol parakal of all shchita, lo mikri bar zvicha. Rashi svirle, dal korcha lo medamin lo le Tefillin. Reb Tefillin baslina, ha'etayim with the cotton army, if you got be shchit, cotton kosher. So then he writes, why is the cotton considered a bar zvicha? So he says, he quotes the Ran, Havgal Shaykh Shod Vatir Bachila by Mumer. He called Mokam Latarasum Midei Nevela. As if you Mumer, if you're saying that he's Lav Bar Zvicha, so then it's not a good. Even though he's a mitzvah, but he was parakalov. But that's only shaykh lenin heter achila. So in tumas nevela came. So that's a mitzias. Because he's not interested in eating kosher or treif, so that he doesn't hold from that. So then his shkita does not mahani for that.
But tuma is not a question whether I hold for tuma. I don't hold for tuma. That's Alin tuma veil came into dovak kabos tuma who mahanishki toso with tarmi deil veil because he's still going to be a buyer to this veil. Heter hachila, so he holds he doesn't need a heter hachila. Some people hold that certain isurim they don't need a heter. They just whatever they just don't need. So he doesn't need a heter. Just needs treif. These are yeshlomim who didn't lay any cotton. I will be the lekala yisrael as a vuch. Even the bar kabbalas tumahu mahan yishchitoso l'tarmi de levela. So just like a mumer, the Ran says. Yishchita is not going to mati achila. There's still the time of day levela, because that's the ma'aser. He's still a bar kabbalas tuma. So then his shchita could help for that. In other words, he's not interested in eating kosher, so the mumer. So his shchita is not going to help for that.
But the shchita
is going to help
for the time of day levela.
It will help.
Even if he doesn't care about.
Right, even though he doesn't care about Matar, but Matar is not a din in him. Because it's a Matzias, because if I touch him, it'll be nafkamina for me. So it's not a question of him per se. It's just a question of the Matzias. These are Yeshvoma Duma Din Lini Kot, and Afal Pidalekale, Yisrael Zavuach, Kevin de Bar Kabbalah Stum, who Mahanishki Tosal Tabi Devil. El Tosis Akati Yiksha. So that was good, he says, according to Shitas Rashi. Right, he's saying. Well, we say the prima donna makes a chilek between mitzvahs hasei and mitzvahs lo hasei, and now we're saying another chilek between that the reason why shchitoso is so it's considered bar zvicha. One second. Yeah, but we know that the cotton, we know that a cotton, the shechit is good even for achila. It's not only matayel and veil.
Are we trying to just show how you prepare it? Trying to prepare for the
Amai cotton mikri bar zvicha, right? Fiza yeshlom hudin leini cotton. He to make all the Israelis of Uach came into Barakabalos Tumu Mahani Shkitas Lutar Midei Leveila. But no one is going to say that a din of cotton is only the din Lutar Midei Leveila.
That's why he's the
Torah.
So what we're trying to do is just show different stories why we just need
to be
looking at the Lavosh.
Right.
So he can't eat.
So one is to say that in Inuchanami is not Bitoris, and to go to Olam and Olgaba makes him Bitoris. Or you say Safina Biadayim. Or there's a difference between Mr. Sese and Mrs. Losase. Or since he's Matar Midei Nevela. This Matar Nevela Vela, Rav Moshe says also.
Okay, one second. Take a look at page 29, the third column, second arrow. He says, "V'chora haya efter l'tarif the kevin the din shchita noge gam l'tuma." Shenveva. I'm a tam of av cotton. Chay chay shorod mekabel tuma min devela. Chayin hem bnei zvicha v'in yatuma. Chayin ken yakum mei mekabel tuma. So, devela, a goy is not a Torah at all. And Israel is, like you said, when we talk about it, is the Torah.
Yesterday, there's machalik between the shchita, the Torah, and the tuma.
Yeah,
he like
split them. Right. That's what it is. Yeah. And the Nodav Yehuda has a tshuva. He asked the same question. The kasha, Meishnali Mishkita Mikri Barzvicha, Meishnali Mishkita Mikri Barzvicha, is on page 26 on the left side, first arrow. So he says it out. Yeah, I mean, Shach doesn't use the word Vachilu B'yadayim. He uses, what's his lashon he uses? He spells it out Vachilu B'yadayim. What's his Shach lashon? Yeah. You don't have to say that.
But here you can say that it's wrong.
Okay, in honor of the wine gardens, we will say over something from the Chelkas Yoav. Are you related to him yet? Are you going to find out?
Hopefully.
So you're from that one son that he had?
Yeah, I don't think so.
You don't think so? Okay, we'll try. Okay, we'll still work harder on it. And he says the type of things you would hold from. You know, he's very original, very creative.
Very
original, very creative. Yeah. So the Chelkas Yoav on page 34. He's not a brisk. He's a. Well, Sienna, whatever, he says, Shlosha Chiluka, he has three dinim. Nir Lanis, I divarked their Kol Chamir Bezed. Yes, Shlosha Chiluka Bedover. The Linya Chiev Mitzis Essay, Adover Poshut, Deina Chershot, Vukan Shuv Chiev, Betur Mikol Mitzis Kivur Bemishnah. When it comes to Mitzis Essay, they potter. Chemivur Barambam, the Achal Matzah Be'esh Shetuso, right, when he's a Itim Cholim, Itim Shoyta, so while he's a Shoyta, if he eats matzah, he's not yotze. Then he has to, if he gets better that night, he has to eat again. So he didn't do anything. He says, Kolze b'mitzvah esse. But b'isuri Torah, bottom of page 34, the bottom left side, b'zadi omer she shnei chilukim. Kol isuri Torah shehu b'maisa ve'inam b'achilo v'ilah.
the mo davishin miskavin the mutter bchol atar kul kasa bukhachaim ish bedigo bidol that time the kol shalu bekavonin and meisa meisa. Welcome shasa Torah lav shem. So in other words, if the Torah asks us to do a meisa, so any meisa that you do is considered like below kavana. Whereas again, when Mrs. Hesse, he doesn't have to do it all. It's part of the garment. What about Lavin? So then the Torah is asking you to do something. But L'chora, if you do it, if you're saying that you're not a Bar Chiyuva, you're not a Bar Machshava, so your Maisa is not a Maisa. But sometimes the Torah asks things even without a Maisa. Have a mokum sha'osu Torah lav she'ebo maisa. Oh, ba'achilas yisurim uvarayis. The lotzor chavadu, maisa dehanah, b'mokum maisa, right? There are certain things that, right, I could xerox the Gemara Krisis, that m'sasek b'chalovim v'arayis chayiv she'keinene. So the Torah is interested in the hanah, that you shouldn't get the hanah. The hanah makshvei rechmurukum maisa. So his chiddush is, So the Torah can't mitzuvah you to do a maisa, and if the Torah is asking you to do a maisa, then they can't do it because your maisa is not, by definition, not a maisa because you're not mechavin. So anything, but if the Torah is answering because of the hanashabo, the mitzias of the hanashabo, so then. And that's so. Then there can be a ma'aseh aveira even for a cheresh shor d'mechot. So he says, when the Torah asks, say Shabbos, So there's no hanah in planting. There's no hanah in writing. So if you do it, you're not considered a bar chiyuva, because your maisa, by definition, is like Adam Iskader. But when it comes to,
you don't need kavana,
like Macholos Asuras, Arias. So he says here, he writes here, Sogdover on page 35 in the bottom. Sogdover Ladina Yotze Lanu Mizeh. Bottom of 35, bottom left. The Macholos of Surus Varayas Gam Kotten Musar. Now we told Onus, he's not going to get punished because he doesn't get Onus, but he's still a Bar Chiyuva for that. So the Mokom Sha'isr Belo Maisa Gam Kein Dino Kachilu Bila. So he says a Chiddush here. So it's nearly the chemtzo shall cotton. So over a lot of Pesach, right? The cotton has chomets. So over a lot of Pesach. Why did also behind all lachar Pesach? The prima god psicha called Lelis Hakar Bezel. We actually caused a cheat to also. Came to Nasa Bechomets in Yisub Bal Yira. Because Bal Yira, this whole idea of chomets over a lot of Pesach, you violate Bal Yira. Bal Yira is a bomaisa.
Even
if I'm missing anything. Came to see the cotton, said Shalach Balavin, yeah. Also, I know came to see it. Shabbat, Mishu, Kushi, Shikzazim. So, Mela, everything is answered up now. And so, the Gemara over there in Sanhedrin with the Behemoth, so that's a different story, because that's Hanah. So Mamela, he says,
so what
are the three things? So Mitzvah and then there's two categories of Los Haseh. Los Haseh She'imbo Maisa, Imbo Hanah. Los Haseh She'yesh Bo Maisa. So that is Maisa, not a Maisa. And then there's the third category is Eimo Maisa or Yeshmo Hana. So those things, that, so then it's trying to speak about a Maisa Aveira, because
the Torah doesn't ask their maisa. It's not that the Torah is telling you don't do this maisa, or the Torah is copied on the hana, so the maisa gets the hana. So that's his, and it works in with the Rambams. I don't know if he goes to Shivka Harufa Rambam and the Gemara in Sanhedrin. It works in.
So the assumption
was
the most I say was the Jews and the adults.
Right.
So there's an assumption about a Pesach, or this meaning that's Jesus, but it's also.
It's because you violated Bal Yirah.
Not because
of
Sashbisu. Right. But never had a Chiyah of Sashbisu.
Right, but you still violated Bal Yirah.
I have to be violated
by Yirah, and I'll keep that when you get rid of it. Because Sashbisu is a mitzvah essay, but you still have to get rid of it Bal Yirah, it's just not a mitzvah essay. Nafkamina for women. If you hold, could be some hold that Tashbisu is mitzvah as mangroma. So the women might be pater on Tashbisu, but they still have to get rid of their chametz. Also, by Yerub, but they wouldn't nafkamina for lavani taklesa, a whole piece.
Well, the question
we said
is, the
question
is about the Rosh Hashanah, Al-Das. Right.
He's
a
Vush is saying that he's not Bataris. Not Bataris. But when the Golan Lomav, he is Bataris.
Right. So
he's doing a Dat. And the Pri Begadim is saying that the Mitzvah Slosa say he's Mitzuva Mitzvah Slosa say.
But he says the
he's Mitzuva Mitzvah Slosa say.
Right. But he says
so Bamela, that's why he's considered a. The gadol you need for the namonis, whatever, and then the Chalkas Yoav says it's new mahalach, and within the Chalkas Yoav works in very well because it could be he says it out that food is the vela is you're an achila, so then you're in the parsha for the vela because that's Torah asati the vela, but there's. Is a din of something that's Yeshmo Hana. So even though it is a Maisa, but it's Hana. So then the Torah is copied on the Hana, so then you get an Aveira for that, even if you're a cotton. It works in. It works in with all the halachas. It works in. This is Chalkas Yoav. It works in. You can argue this, that, but I mean, you can argue with his thing about you know, whether you want a Paschal like him, Lagabe Chomich or Melo Pesach for this, but. I mean, no one says faket, you know, in the Gemara, so he works. So the creativity of the Chalkas Yoav steps forth once again.
Is this a kid playing, digging
a hole,
the whole
Shabbos,
whatever? Can
you
stop him, or?
Not really.
Not
even
there.
Not
even
Yelachina.
Yeah.
No.
There's no wrong with
right.
And even.
Technically speaking, he's not doing anything, he's not doing a Maisa Aveira, which is.
When the Kriya is Lashon of El Dilabene
Deh, El Dilabene Deh, El Dilabene Deh, El Dilabene Deh, El Dilabene Deh, El Dilabene Deh, El Dilabene
Deh, El Dilabene Deh, El Dilabene Deh, El Dilabene Deh, El Dilabene
Mashenkin losas have a card chai of Elabene Deha, but that's why he doesn't get punished. Okay.